Bitch, I felt like Gucci Mane in 2006. How's it going, everyone? How's it fucking going? Because I feel like Gucci Mane back in 2006. No, I don't. But, fuck, hold on. There's feedback. All right. Now I am back. Me? How do you ask? How come you never ask about me? It's always, how are you doing? Never, how am I doing? You never ask about me. Do you even love me anymore? No, I fucking despise you. You're taking all of my fucking money. This is already getting off to a bad start, guys. And now somebody's calling me. I'll be back. And I'm back. Okay. So, my bad. I just had to take a phone call. I thought it was going to be a short phone call, but it ended up being quite a long phone call. Dude, I want to go to the strip club now. Every time, and I'm sure there's somebody that's going to be like, oh my God, he's so gross going to a strip club. Shut up, you broke boy. You broke little girl. You broke little boy. Okay, everybody loves strip clubs. Everyone. I mean, not really everyone, but a lot of people. My windows are open. My neighbors probably think I'm fucking nuts. And that's fine. And that's fine, too. So, how's your week going? Mine? Normal, I guess. Coworker decided he was going to go on a month-long sabbatical and not let a brother know. But you know what? I feel like they're petty anyway. Whatever, dude. Like, I'm not going to say where I work. I'm not going to say the company. I'm not going to say none of that. You know why? Because it's irrelevant. All you got to know is I have a coworker that decided he was going to go on a month-long sabbatical and then just go. Didn't say, hey, by the way, I want to let you know next week I'm not going to be next week to like 4 weeks later, I'm not going to be here. Okay, no, you know what this dude did? He said nothing. He picked up and left all his garbage on the desk. Yuck. He's not going to hear this. Okay, him and another coworker of mine are so petty. It doesn't even matter. And even if they do hear this, good. Fuck them. Okay, they act like children. Just like what I'm doing now, but funnier, okay? Oh, Jesus. I rode a motorcycle. That's not even a good song. But it was great. I thought I was going to die at one point. Like, I don't know how I really tried not to get on the highway when I first got it. First night of getting it, got on the highway. The highway to hell. I went right in on the highway to hell. But yeah, man, it was amazing. I thought I was going to die. It started raining a little bit. And now I'm back on this four-wheel life because I don't own my own motorcycle. And I want one so bad. Dude, ooh, you know what did happen? And we need to discuss this. Online dating. Online dating is garbage, okay? And, let's take a second to thank the sponsors of this amazing podcast. I forgot to say at the beginning of the show, while we're 4 minutes in, let's give an amazing round of applause and a thank you to our sponsors, our brand new sponsors. Sup Neco on Instagram. That is SUPNECO on Instagram. If you like anything that you hear today, feel free to send the nudes to that Instagram. Also, my Instagram, SupNico on Instagram. Oh, I'm just trying to parlay this into getting some nudes at some point. They don't got to be yours, preferably yours. You know, they could be your girlfriend's, your wife, as long as she's cool with it. And even if she's not, you know, we'll keep it on the low. You feel me? No. So online dating. No, but seriously, send me some nudes. I would love some nudes. Online dating, right? Signed up for The Hinge, the fucking worst dating site on the planet, where fucking sixes feel like they need to be treated like tens. They don't. Oh my God, dude. The fact that Hinge requires you to fill out a survey, not a survey, but they want you to answer prompts. Get the fuck out of here, dude. Get out of here. The fact that you have to answer prompts and people really think they funny. Leave the jokes to the comics, okay? Leave the jokes to the comics because most of y'all not funny. This girl really had the audacity, the unmitigated gall to really type up, "My most irrational fear is ice cream trucks. Ask me why." This is a quote coming from her Hinge profile. "My most irrational fear," and I quote, "ice cream trucks. Ask me why." So what does a person like me do? What does a person like myself do? Probably something that some of y'all would do. I asked her why. I said, "Hey, why are you afraid of ice cream trucks? Did you get ran over by said ice cream truck? Did you owe money to a large black man named Big Worm and he pulled up on you and said, 'Stop fucking with his emotions and you better have my money,' while he was in said ice cream truck? Huh? Or maybe it was another big, large black man by the name of Maxo Cream. And he said, 'Hey, where the fuck my money?' while he was also in an ice cream truck doing an interpretation of Big Worm. Hmm? You know what this raggedy bitch had the audacity to do? She really sent me back, and I quote, 'Many reasons.' Bitch, I will fight you. I will fight you dead right here, okay? I will fight you through this phone. You're childish. You child. I'm done with it. I'm done with online dating. I'm done with it. I'm gonna be single for the rest of my life. Send me those nudes. Send me those fucking nudes. Show me what I'm missing out on, okay?" Fucking hate this shit. Fucking tired of dating. I got broken up with somehow. I don't. This girl called it quits. I didn't even know who the fuck it was. Oh my God. This girl really. Ladies, some of y'all got to learn how to take an L, okay? Just take the L like an adult. I haven't talked to you in weeks. And then you want to message me? Stop it. Come on now. Some ladies got to learn to take an L. So I went on 2 dates with this girl. Hung out a little bit. Didn't talk to her for a while. Didn't even save her phone number. Didn't even save her name into my phone. It was just a number. And she really messaged me, said, "Hey, this isn't working out." I was like, "Yeah, I know. Well, I haven't talked to you in weeks, okay? If I wanted to talk to you, I would have talked to you, okay? Stop it. Get out of here. Learn to take the L, okay? There was no reason for you to." And I bet you were so mad I sent her K. K. Not even a whole word, just a letter, okay? Because guess what? At no point in time would I need to acknowledge anything that you just said, okay? Why would you message me that? You just wanted to try to hurt my feelings. Stop it, stupid. You just wanted to hurt my feelings. And that means I'm going to hurt your feelings on stage. Stop it. Send me nudes. I'm going nuts. I've been thinking a lot recently Because people really out here trying to stunt on your boy. And you need to stop. You need to stop. You need to quit. Okay? Take a fucking hike. The fact that people really out here hanging their hat on, oh, at least I get pussy. Multiple people are really out here hanging their hat on, I get pussy. Grown men out here bragging like 12th graders. At least I get pussy. It's like, well, I'm not a virgin. Wish I was. No, I take that back. I'm a virgin. Send me nudes. I get pussy. What do you do all day, huh? Record podcast and go to work? Go to your job, huh? Is that what you do? Record podcast? Well, I'm out here getting pussy. Not taking care of my kids. Not going to a job at all because I don't have one of those, huh? Fucking lame. Oh, my God, dude. You know what? Fuck this. Fuck the whole topic. Did you guys see that fight this weekend? Oh, my God. It was fucking amazing. It was fucking amazing. Oh, my God. Fury and Wilder, that fight was fucking phenomenal. Oh, my God. I had never seen a fight that good in a long time. Especially not with heavyweights. Especially not with fucking heavyweights. Oh, my God. That fight was so fucking exciting. The fact that both of them got dropped and both of them stood the fuck back up. That was a fight for the fucking record books. Ugh. I love how everybody had a game plan going into it. You're not even fighting. You're not even a boxer. Get out of here. You wouldn't even... If somebody stepped to you on the street... Stop pretending like you wouldn't run the other way. Oh, my God. Screaming at your TV. You gotta hit him. You gotta hit him. You gotta move. You gotta stick and move. Throw the jab. Throw it. Like you know what the fuck you're talking about. Shut up. You don't know anything. Oh, my God. Man. Oh my God, all the fight parties this weekend were amazing. I loved it. And ooh, your boy got two more shows for the week. So, and I've slacked for the last 2 weeks almost. I got a show on. So today is the 14th, right? Today is the 14th of October. Allegedly, I'm supposed to host. This is a last minute show at Slack Key. Allegedly, I'm supposed to host October 15th, and I'm supposed to do a show on Saturday, October 16th. This is the thing, right? I don't know if you guys are going to hear this before this comes out, or if I'm going to do the show before it comes out or not. But I haven't hosted in a long time. Hosting sucks. If you're not a comic, you don't have any idea how hard hosting is. It's a difficult job. But you know what's not a difficult job? Sending me nudes. Nah, man. But recently, I've seen people hosting who don't need to be hosting. And hosting is already a thankless job. It's like being a nurse at a middle school, okay? Nobody wants that job. Nobody wants it. But somebody got to do it. Usually that person's a creep. And usually that person sucks at their job. And honestly, recently, all these people that have been hosts, maybe like two of them have been good. Two of them, maybe. A friend to the podcast, Reese Paul, from the Way Out There podcast. He was a pretty good host. He was decent. He refused, the last show me and him were on together, he refused to let me go second. He was like, no, man, I really want to go after you. And then he bombed. Everyone that listens to this, please go to his Instagram and say, hey, I heard you bombed. But no, like, but the host for the shows, woo! I've seen hosts fuck up so hard recently. Like, all you have to do is read the paper. They tell you who's going up. They tell you the sponsors of the show. Okay? They tell you how to do it. Like, all the information is on the podcast. Not on the podcast. On the paper they give you while you host. All you got to do is read it. Okay? You don't got to go out there thinking you're going to murder. Thinking you're going to crush. Because you're not. That's not what you're here for. You're just the concierge. I don't even know what a concierge does, okay? I'm not bright, okay? I'm just a dark-skinned male trying to get some nudes on the internet. But yeah, man. Everyone thinks they can do this shit. Everyone thinks that, oh, yeah, it's easy, man. It's easy. That's why everyone feels like they have an opinion on shit. You don't. You shouldn't. You shouldn't have an opinion because you're dumb. Just like everybody with this Dave Chappelle trying to cancel Dave Chappelle. Shut up. Shut up. Okay? You know nothing about nothing. Okay? We don't care. We don't care what you got to say. And, oh, my God. How dare you? How dare you say anything negative about the community that you know nothing about? As a joke, it's not funny. How dare you make fun of a group of people who I also do not identify with, but as a white woman, I don't find it appropriate that you make fun of another group. Shut up. We don't care. And I'll be honest with you, I don't care the most because I didn't even watch the special yet. Didn't even watch it. But I know whatever he said was probably funny. Most people thought it was funny. I seen a very small clip on Instagram. And honestly, at this point, you can just go on Instagram and just see his entire set. That's how many clips of Dave Chappelle there are on the internet. Everyone already put out his entire Netflix special on their stories. Oh my God, this is so funny. This is revolutionary. No, it's not. It's just jokes. Tired of all you revolutionary ass comics. That's why you're not fun. You're not fun people. You're dorks. Okay? You're not fun. Oh my God. I want to be a revolution. I want to inspire kids. I want to add that. How about you just tell some funny jokes, bitch? Shut up. I want to inspire a generation. Shut up. How come none of you inspire to just tell funnier jokes? Oh, I don't give a fuck about the next generation. I don't care. I'm not going to contribute nothing to them. Okay? I'm going to give them something to do when they're bored at home on the toilet. That's what I want to do. That's my only contribution to the next generation. I want to give them something to do while they should be doing anything else. They know they got a paper to write. Who cares? Listen to me. Listen to me. Oh, you got bills to pay? Who cares? Just listen to me. Fuck, man. There's not a lot going on this week. You know, I think I'm going to take... Man, I got to start getting healthy. I'm trying to get hot. I'm trying to get hot by 30. I'm 27. I'm trying to get hot, but I'm fucking lazy. Fuck. If people were meant to have abs, they would have never made fried chicken. They would have never made good food. Okay? Fuck. Whoever invented fucking oil needs to die. Oh my God, frying shit is amazing. It tastes so good. Tastes too good. Shit. I don't like these, oh, all I do is I wake up early. All I do is wake up early, go to the gym, and I fucking grind it out, man. Shut up. Shut up and eat a cookie, you dork. Ugh, shut up. hate you. You're not fun either. You're not fun. And that's the thing. Being fat, not fun. But you know what? Getting fat, real fucking fun. Real fucking fun. Okay? Drinking till 3 o'clock in the morning, eating fried food is fucking fun. You know what's not fun? Kale. Okay? Honestly, being 70 doesn't even look that fun. All these 70-year-olds trying to do fun shit need to stop. You need to sit your old ass the fuck down somewhere. It's not fun, okay? It's not fun. It's not cute. Only 21-year-old girls. Like, oh, my God, so cute. You wouldn't fuck them. Shut up. Shut up. Oh, my God, it's so cute. Isn't that 70-year-old adorable? No. No, he's not. He's old. He's old, and he's missed out, okay? The train has left, and now he's trying to catch up. Stop it. You're old. You're fucking old. Stop it. I don't like how you made your ages. Your ages. I don't like it. Your ages. You need to apologize. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. No one cares. Okay? Listen, old people already had the right to do all that fun shit when they were fucking young. Now they're old. Sit the fuck down, okay? The only thing I want to see an old person do is fucking pop a wheelie on a motorcycle. That's the only thing I want to see him do. Okay? That's it. I want to hop out of a plane. Good. Do it without a parachute. Hop out of a plane, no chute. End it all like a fucking man, like a fucking American hero. Vaping is so bad for your health, and it's not cute. But I vape all the time, and it's a problem. Oh, you know what I did? You know what I actually did? I'm probably going to end it on this. This is just me rambling at this point. I've been watching the popular Netflix show, Wu-Tang. The Wu-Tang American Hero. Not American Hero. The Wu-Tang and American Saga. Fucking phenomenal show. Fucking phenomenal. Honestly, not a lot of shows are great. Okay? Honestly, 2021, not a great time for shows, okay? All of these bitch-made dudes, all of these bitch-made women, oh my God, it's not, you can't say that on TV, oh my God, you can't do that, no, don't do that, it's not nice, you can't say, Wu-Tang, don't give a fuck. And it's not like a dirty show, it's not gross or anything, but it's definitely like, they out there selling crack, robbing people, getting the shootouts. It's great. And I know it's like a biopic. Not a biopic, but you know what I mean. It's based on the Wu-Tang. It's fucking great. Man. And that girl that plays the RZA's sister on that show, fucking gorgeous. Oh my God. Like, there are certain women that you see, like, off top, you're like, fuck, I gotta meet her someday. I got to. One day, we gotta make this happen. If you've listened this far, just subscribe, okay? Just subscribe, shoot me a DM, say, hey, I heard you. I was got to like 20 whatever minutes this is. I heard you. We're gonna make this happen, okay? Help me help y'all so I could become a famous comic, no longer have a shitty-ass job that I hate. But I gotta keep for the meantime. Okay? I need money. If you wanna just Venmo me some money, holla at me. I'll send you my Venmo info. You know what I'm saying? Just send me some money. So one day I could become a famous comic and meet that girl who played the RZA's sister. She is fucking gorgeous. Oh my God. Have you seen her? But I'm really not taking that nowhere else. But yeah, man. Like I said earlier in the show, if you like anything you've heard on this podcast, even if you haven't, and you're like, you know what? He sounds like he's having a rough week. Just send me a nude on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? Send me in the DMs. slide me a DM, you know what I'm saying? Slide me a titty or two, you know what I'm saying? Slide me a titty or two. I mean, who cares? Free the nip. Okay? So, yeah, hit me up on Instagram. That's Sup Nico on Instagram. S-U-P Sierra Uniform Papa. What is November Echo Charlie Oscar? Damn, I haven't had to use the phonetic alphabet in forever. But send me a nip or two. Love you. Bye.